Because you don't see it.
Don't let her hear it. Right. Make sure she sees it.
She's going to see it. Yeah.
Hello, guys. The topic of today's email is, my wife is really hard to handle. I'm lost. I don't know what to do. My wife just declared that she doesn't love me anymore. My concern is that we don't talk anymore. We don't even see eye to eye. We're still staying at the same house, but she always wants to opt out. Doesn't want to stay. She even dared me not to talk to her. And she just want to be gone for good. But we have two children. I want to save our marriage, but she now is really hard to handle. Please help. Okay. So, this situation, the wife is checked out of the marriage. She doesn't want to even have a conversation with him, but the wife is still in the house.
Right.
Well,
how do we handle this?
I would say give the wife some space. Don't be in her face all the time. If you have to be in her face, then let it be productive. Like, if it's to ask about the kids, because you guys have two children together, or if it's about taking care of responsibilities in the house, like, if you need me for anything, I'm here. But emotionally, be unavailable.
Emotional, be available or unavailable?
Be unavailable.
Unavailable. Okay, that's a good way to say that. Emotionally, be unavailable. That's a good one. So, emotionally, if she's checked out, basically that's what it is, right? Because she's in the house physically, right?
Right, she's still in the house.
Right. If she's checked out, then give her the gift of missing you.
Give her time.
Right.
Stay away. Stay out of our way.
Then you also said making that moment productive. Basically, make it, from your standpoint, make sure you're not bringing any toxic energy, some kind of
person.
Right. Alright.
If you have to talk about anything, it has to be something that has to do with the children.
With the kids, your family, the bills.
Finances.
Stuff that has to do with living together.
Right.
And make it, in your effort, as a pleasant experience as possible without kissing up.
No, kissing
without
up.
Without being a doormat.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, so let's get
that's why I
this.
Say emotionally, you know, you gotta check out.
Right. So in all transparency, we actually did this video, but the camera died and we lost it.
Okay. Whose fault is that?
My fault. We didn't charge up properly. But I wanna make sure that I capture some of the important part of the last one we recorded. The first thing this guy said, I remember that, and this is very sad that this is the one we lost. I'm lost. Like, come on, man. You're lost. That's not a very sexy place for a man to be.
It's not a good place to be.
Why is it that it's not a sexy place for a man to be? To be in a position to say, I'm lost.
Well, it's very unattractive.
Yeah.
You know, we can tell when you're lost, you've lost your confidence, you're acting now, you're overreacting, you're being feminine.
Right.
And
the ladies don't like that, you know.
Yeah.
There's no ladies that want a weak man, especially being expressed like that out of your mouth. The second statement here says, I don't know what to do. That's another not so sexy thing for a man to say. See, it's not just about the words only. If you're saying that out of your words, only God knows how much more you feel inside about not being sure of yourself.
Right.
If you're not sure of yourself, that's not a very, very sexy place
to be.
You know, even us as men, one of the things that attracts us to a woman is confidence. So tell me, I'm lost. I don't know what to do. What's confident about that?
Absolutely nothing.
Zero. Okay. So and that's how you started this email. And that right there is a good reason for her to be all of those symptoms at the end of the video. Like a woman that has a husband showing up as they don't know what to do, they're lost, especially times 10 of that in their action.
Right.
We'll probably shut off. We'll probably say they don't love you anymore. We'll probably feel confused. We'll probably not be so sure you probably will snap that lady into their masculine energy because you're basically operating in your feminine energy.
Yeah.
Somebody has to be the feminine, somebody has to be the masculine. It can't be both of you in the same arena all the time, for the most part. Okay, so let's see here. My wife just declared that she doesn't love me anymore. Exactly, because you know, you don't know what to do, you're lost, right? And remember, you're probably showing that energy multiplied by 10 in your actions.
Right.
Right.
You're projecting.
You're projecting that energy, and that's not a very sexy place for a man to be. Because a man who doesn't have options is not a very attractive thing. Nobody wants somebody who doesn't have options.
Right.
If you're showing up with the energy that you have options, not that you don't care, but that you have options, that you confidently have options, that they have the choice to decide to be your world, that you value yourself, they're not going to say they don't love you. People don't check out on people they love. People don't say they don't love you anymore to people that they're chasing. If she was busy chasing you to make sure that she's occupying that queen space in your life, she would not be saying she doesn't love you anymore. Basically, you've been in her face all the time.
And when a woman is pushed into the masculine mode, she cannot respect you.
She's not going to respect you
if she doesn't respect you.
Bingo. If a woman doesn't respect you, she cannot love you. All right. So my concern is that we don't talk anymore. I'm concerned too. And I'm sorry to hear that. That must hurt. We don't even see eye to eye. We are still staying at the same house, but she always wants to opt out. Well, she's staying at the house, chances are, because she doesn't really have a choice right now. But she can have a cake and eat it too, because you are available. She said something, become emotionally unavailable. If you become that, she's human. A little bit of fear will kick in. I may lose this man for life.
Yep.
I may mess around and lose this man, you know. And you just want to make sure that you are showing up with some confidence, like you have options, like it's her choice. She can decide to be in your castle or not. And I mean that strictly emotionally, because she's still sitting down there, but that's because she thinks she subconsciously she feels like she can do that.
Right.
All right, so let's keep going here. Doesn't want to stay. She even dared me not to talk to her. That means, I dare you to talk to me. Is that what that means? Like, I dare you say something to me.
Right.
Imagine if a woman feel the need to say that. She doesn't want to be saying that to her man. That's not what she wants. You've given her basically no choice. When I say that, I don't mean start blaming yourself. I'm saying redirect your energy that you're showing up with, right? At the end of the day, you can blame yourself 50% of this issue. She is to be blamed 50% of the issue.
Yes.
Because there were many, many moments that my wife would come to the table and tell me, like, don't do that. That's not sexy. No, I need you to do these things. I need you to have your confidence. She's told me that before. If a woman loves you enough, she'll help you. Right?
Yeah.
But she may not be so direct. She may give you hints. Okay? So that's why 50% of this issue is your fault. That's it. Okay? So now, but your 50% can become the 200% that you need to pull this marriage back to where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And a lot of that has to do with how you're showing up. And all I have right now is your word. Your word is your bond. And the first two statements you made is basically all types of reason why she can be in that position.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. And she just want to be gone for good, but we have two children. That's another reason why she's still around. Well, guess what? It's another reason why you're still around too. If that makes you feel any better, okay? Because if a woman is, if you don't have two children and you're not living with them and they just checked out, you only need maybe, I don't know, 3 months at most before you start like, I don't have time for that, right? But you've built a life with this person, you know? And as a man, most men go to the altar because they mean that for life. A woman mean that today. She may say something else with her mouth, but if you make a woman feel uncomfortable, tomorrow she can change her mind.
Right.
A man can change their mind too, but I'm just saying, a man who basically want to be in a marriage, they typically don't check out of a marriage. That's why a lot of them get caught off guard, because they don't realize a woman can get to a point where they can say, say goodbye.
Right.
Right. But a man is typically, even in the midst of the most horrible marriage ever, may decide to just stay there and assume have, that marriages are supposed to be toxic and,
have side pieces,
angry, and then have side pieces, and you know, the attention goes somewhere else. But the home,
the
very essence of holding the home together or holding the marriage together, a man is very typical of wanting to do that, not necessarily because they haven't checked out of the marriage, at least from an emotional standpoint, but because they feel like that's the manly thing to do.
Right.
But a woman will get to a point, a woman that has self-confidence, self-esteem, will get to a point and will say, maybe this is not, I mean, it's an emotional expression, but they'll say, maybe this is not supposed to be.
Right.
Maybe it wasn't meant to be.
Because women are, we're more like fairy, I mean, we're emotional.
Yeah, you're
very,
fine.
We're like,
you're floating.
Fairy tale.
You're looking for.
Like, if it's not that fairy
tale,
we're like, okay, maybe
right.
This was just.
That's a nice segue. Is your marriage, would that look like a fairy tale to a woman right now? If that's not the case, then hello, I'm lost. I don't know what to do. Is that a fairy tale to a woman? No.
No, it's not.
A woman will want somebody to say, you have some issue going on, not saying that to her, but basically paying attention to what you have to say.
Right.
And try to see if they can help you get through that feeling.
Yeah.
Without owning the responsibility of that feeling, right? You're not responsible for her feeling that way. You're only responsible for 50% of it, because she's still responsible to show up as an adult. But maybe that's just her weak point, right?
Right.
So you need to show up as a man, 100%, 200%, so you can help pull her to the place where she was very confident. Remember how she was when you met,
mm-hmm.
right? And now she's feeling not so confident in the marriage, and then she shuts down. So what do we do now
mm-hmm.
that you understand what is going on? Let me see. Did I finish this? I want to save our marriage, but she now is really hard to handle. Please help. What is not your responsibility to handle her like a child? You're not trying to handle a child, right?
The word handle is very like,
yeah,
come
yeah.
On.
And you may say I'm picking on words, but like I always say, your words kind of have.
I mean,
have
if
a way
you're
of
saying this
life.
Right now, you're probably saying that you probably said that to her. Like,
yeah.
You don't have to handle.
And
like,
a woman will find out what?
What? That's very, very belittling, disrespectful.
Yeah, it's disrespectful.
Like, that's not your child. Mm-hmm. You do not talk
I mean,
to
one of the first things she
like
told
that.
Me is that I should, like, long time ago, even before we got married, like, I should stop trying to be your father.
I have a father.
There's no woman.
I said, I have a father. Don't
there's no
like
woman that wants you to be their father.
Yeah.
Especially if they have a father life, okay? But either way, they want to be a soulmate. It's two different
yeah.
things. They don't want to be just like, you know, you actually us men, we don't mind a mother and our wife.
Yeah,
but not in the sense of disrespecting
be,
me.
Yeah, like telling
we want
me
that in the sense of
time.
You take care of me, you hold me down in that because your mother hold you down kind
right,
of.
Right.
So you want that, but you don't want the disrespect. It's the
mm-hmm.
disrespect you want. And if a woman receives that as disrespect, then you don't want to be handling a grown adult.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, you don't want that as a wife. You want an adult who shows up and as a wife. So now, what are we going to do? Give me that book. All right. What we need to do is you need to spend this time to focus on building yourself. Okay. She's checked out. She wants space. Guess what you need to give her more of?
Space.
Space. Give her abundance of space. Why? Because God is going to have the time to work on her. She's going to have the time
to
rethink, reflect,
yeah.
you know. And when you give people room to think, they're going to think into the past with a rose gold color lens. Meaning, she will only remember the good times. If you're in her face with your annoying face, she will remember the bad times, which is basically the now and the last 2 weeks, the last 2 years possibly. But you can win her back if you just basically let go. It's easier said than done, but this gets easier when you get this book. It's free, about 270 something pages, and read it 10 to 50 times to build yourself. It's our story. It's all the lessons that we learned over the past, 12 years, right? And all the lessons we learned from other people, basically lifetimes of stay together, marriage,
right.
Multiple lifetimes, you know?
Right.
And all of that is in this book, GetMyMarriageBack.com. But you need to spend this time to build yourself. The best thing you can invest in is yourself. Okay, and start with basically you're going to invest time right now, right? The best thing you can invest in, the most return on investment you're going to get ever, is the money or the time you invest into yourself, not into your wife to handle her. Yeah. We're not going to teach you how to handle her. She's human. What you need here is reverse psychology, okay? Right. So she's attracted to you. It's not bad. The fact that she shut down shows that she still cares.
Right.
Right? But you need to bring the attraction is
back
close to 5. You need to bring that back up to 8, 9, and then eventually, hopefully, 10. Because it used to be there, it will get there again. But if you keep doing what you're doing right now, you're going to get worse and worse results. And she's going to eventually check out.
Yeah.
And then you have most situations, most divorces are filed by women. Not because they want to, obviously.
Mm.
But you leave them no choice because you're trying to push them into the masculine energy. It's your responsibility. If you're typing this, basically we assume that you can be responsible for bringing this marriage back to where it is. And then eventually she's going to be curious to know what you did that you have so much growth.
Because she's going to see it.
It's going to be attractive. She's going to see it. She's not going to hear it because you don't say this.
Don't let her hear it.
Right?
Make sure she sees it.
She's going to see it. Yeah.
Don't say, oh, but I have changed. Honey.
Right. It's not communication. It's communication 2.0, which is a chapter on here about that. It's not communication. It's not talking back and forth. It's actually 80% of listening. And there's a few things you can do.
I mean, talking back and forth hasn't helped you this far. So
I'm sure you're probably a communicator because obviously you type this. By the way, most people that send this letter are the communicators in the marriage. They're not the one who shut down and doesn't want to talk. They're the one that talk too much.
Interesting.
That's interesting, right?
Yeah.
Right, so.
Stop talking.
It's time, start acting. So like, share, comment. Now, for those of you watching this and this is not your issue, or maybe this is your issue, either way, I need your advice, your opinion for this gentleman below. I want you to give this guy your opinion, your advice below. And if it's your situation, you have questions for us, you can use the comment area below as well too. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next one, and peace.